Welcome to the God's Word portion of worship from Daleville Christian Church. We would begin today from the 62nd Psalm, word psalm simply meaning songs, and I would have you note the plural words in the psalm, even as we will be sure to notice that throughout the message today. Trust in Him, that is, in our God. Trust in our God at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. If riches increase, set not your hearts on them. That power belongs to God, and that to Thee, O Lord, belongs steadfast love. We always share an affirmation of our faith that encourages us, this one from 2 Corinthians in the 5th chapter. And God has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. We implore y'all on Christ's behalf. Y'all be reconciled to God. God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. And that verse and those verses from 2 Corinthians are accurately translated with the plural words. The reading of God's Word for today is from Acts chapter 15, the last verse, and Acts chapter 16, the first five verses, the last verse of chapter 15, which is verse 41, and then the first five chapters of chapter 16. He, that is the Apostle Paul, went through Syria and Cilicia and strengthening the churches. Paul came to Derbe and then to Lystra, where a disciple named Timothy lived, whose mother was Jewish and believer, but whose father was a Greek. The believers at Lystra and Iconium spoke well of him. Paul wanted to take him along on the journey, so he circumcised him because of the Jews who lived in that area, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they traveled from town to town, they delivered the decisions reached by the apostles and elders in Jerusalem for the people to obey. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and grew daily in numbers. May the Lord add His blessing to this reading of His holy word. I announced at the beginning of this month on behalf of the spiritual support team that this October 2022 is not just Pastor Appreciation Month. This month is Ministries Appreciation Month. The bulletin has said for years that I am the minister to the ministers, and that is all of you. This month is Ministers Appreciation Month. One of the problems of American Christianity is the emphasis on the individual. I mentioned last week that our English language and translations of Scripture allow us to be focused on ourselves when the Bible is not focused on you or me as an individual. Jesus spoke to crowds and the apostles wrote to congregations of churches. I need to say that again. The Bible is not focused on you or me as an individual apart from others. The Bible is not focused on you or me as an individual apart from other believers and Jesus followers. I feel like I need to preach to Americans who are hard of hearing. The Bible is not focused on you or me as an individual. The Billy Graham Association in the 20th century, for all of its evangelistic crusades, not only utilized local churches' help for every crusade in the 20th century, but after decision of faith, the individuals were told to become a part of a local church. There was never any follow-up to those instructions from the association. So that at the end of the 20th century, those claiming to be Jesus followers would say with a sense of pride, "I don't need a church to be a Christian." To which I would say, I guess it depends on what kind of Christian you want to be. Do you want to be the kind of Christian who helps other people? That can be hard to do all on your own. Are you in Florida now helping with those communities destroyed by Hurricane Ian? Or any of the communities in the other southern states damaged by the storm? Or Puerto Rico? Or are you supplying others who will be there or who are there to help rebuild and restart, especially the congregations in those areas? It's very hard to do those things all on your own. It can be hard to help others all on your own. St. Vincent's Hospital, St. John's Hospital, St. James Infirmary, Lutheran General Hospital. Hospitals were not started by individuals, they were started by churches. The one hospital I know of that was started by an individual was Christian evangelist Oral Roberts. Oral Roberts City of Faith Hospital struggled from the day it opened in 1981. It closed before 10 years were over. That hospital never paid for itself, and when the hospital closed that Oral Roberts started, the hospital was $25 million in debt, and those were $1990. City leaders told Oral Roberts not to build that hospital in Tulsa. Roberts wouldn't listen. I mean, if God told Oral Roberts to start a hospital, did God say to start one in Tulsa? Wouldn't another country be better, where health care is not readily available, or another city? I'm only asking questions that I can't be sure Oral Roberts ever asked. Look at Mother Teresa, now Saint Teresa. Mother Teresa, winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, but she didn't work alone. Mother Teresa never intended to work alone. She started a religious order of women called the Missionaries of Charity. She was dedicated to helping the poorest of the world's poor. Born and raised in Europe, she felt called to serve the poorest people and went to Calcutta, India, where people died on the streets uncared for. Do I need to state the obvious again? Missionaries of Charity. Missionaries of Charity, Mother Teresa was not a one-woman show. Jesus did not intend that any of us be a one-person show. Jesus sent the disciples by twos to spread the gospel of the kingdom. Jesus himself did not go it alone, did he? 12 disciples, and even at some high points and low points in his life, Jesus took 3 disciples with him. Jesus' followers would say with a sense of pride, in the 20th century, I don't need a church to be a Christian. To which I would still say, I guess it depends on what kind of Christian you want to be. The apostles did not establish churches of just one person. Captain Obvious says, the apostles did not establish churches of just one person. And you might say to yourself, but that's silly. And yet that is what thousands of American Christians act like they are doing. They worship, if they worship, they worship on their own. And their charity work? Well, and all the people who have told me that they don't need a church to be a Christian, they never tell me about their charity work that gives Jesus' name praise. So if you don't need a church to be a Christian, I'll still ask my question, exactly what type of Christian do you want to be? What kind of Christian do you aspire to be? What kind of Christian are you inspired to be? So Captain Obvious says again, the disciples never established a church of one person, so let's ask another question. The word church is found in the New Testament over 100 times. Name me any Jesus follower in the New Testament who was not a part of a church. Go ahead. I'll wait. Name me any Jesus follower in the New Testament who was not a part of a church. But we modern Americans think we don't need a church because we're smarter. I just noticed that our relationships aren't very good. For example, we American Christians get divorced at the same rate as the pagans. You know that the U.S. doesn't even track the divorce rate anymore? I tell every couple who talks to me before marriage, the church believes in marriage, the church supports you in marriage, and the church will help you in your marriage. You don't have to go it alone, even as a couple. Christian counselor Dr. Gary Chapman built his career in ministry wanting to help people in their marriages. Dr. Gary Chapman is now 84 years old, still married to his wife, Carolyn. Chapman graduated from Baptist school, so I assume he attends a Baptist church, although he hasn't been home much, traveling the world, helping people in their marriages. This isn't his statement, but I believe Dr. Chapman would agree, every marriage can be better. Every marriage can be better with Jesus at the center of it. I found out that Gary Chapman was born in North Carolina. Maybe he's always known the apostles were speaking in the plural. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2, we give thanks to God always for all of you all. That's a literal translation. We give thanks to God always for all of you all. Not only did the apostles never start a church of one person, but the apostles gave thanks for all the people who were a part of their churches, saying, constantly mentioning you all in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father y'all's work of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, y'all's labor of love in our Lord Jesus Christ, y'all's steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 1, 3, a literal translation. And after the churches were started in different places, the apostles traveled and spent time with the churches, building them up. Maybe I should ask the individuals who tell me they don't need a church how their own edification program is going. Do you build yourself up as a Jesus follower, and how do you do that? Many Americans now have trouble with keeping their own good mental health, let alone build up a strong faith that gives praise to Jesus. Those phrases that we read in the scripture from God's word are familiar to you. Building up the churches, strengthening the churches, helping the churches grow stronger, making the churches stronger in faith. Although English translates Acts 15:41 and Acts 16:5 the same way, the Greek language in which the New Testament was written, the Greek uses two different words. Luke, who wrote the book of Acts, is certain to use two different Greek words in his report. I like this explanation for one of those words. Building up the churches means to cause, to lean on, to rest on. The churches mentioned are leaning on or resting on the apostles, and the apostles are helping them do it. Ever heard of a Jesus follower leaning on themselves for encouragement or strength? The other word for building up can be understood to mean to make solid. Now, I don't work in the construction trades. Jesus did. I didn't. But to make something solid, don't you require some sort of supports? Additional nails, additional boards, an archway, a fulcrum, trusses, a keystone. And individual Christians in America are attempting to do this work on their own? Or maybe the churches in America are not making Christians solid. Are churches not places a Christian can lean on or rest in? Strangely, I've heard people tell me as they reach for the Kleenex box that they didn't think they should cry in church. And I always say the same thing. If you can't cry in church, where can you cry? Where else but the churches should you find acceptance of your pain or loss and those who would support you in your pain and loss? If the church isn't a place you can lean on, if the church is not a people you can lean on, if the church is not a people you can rest in and rest with, if the churches can't help make you stronger or more solid in your faith, then you need to find another church. Church does not mean you have graduated away from it, like high school or university, so you don't have to go there anymore. Church means you still have something to learn. One of the great saints of the church over 1,000 years ago thought that heaven was going to be a university where we all went to class all day, every day, and learned more and more about God. And that Christian saint was pretty excited by the whole idea. He was a kind of a bookworm. American Christians act like in the church you've got it all together, or in the church you need to have it all together. Lord help us. I've never had it all together. I went to church because I didn't have it together. I'm still going to church because I still don't have it together. Why am I here? Well, Jesus said I'm supposed to be here. I know it's hard for me to believe that also, that Jesus wants me in church. But I'm more obedient than I've got it together. Like the apostles did in the first century, the churches in America are supposed to make Christians solid. The church's place is a place a Christian can lean on or rest in. The apostles gave thanks for the solidifying going on in the churches. Giving thanks. We talked about that. At Daleville Christian Church this year, October 2022, have gratitude. Give thanks and appreciate the ministers and the ministries of the church. Certainly at Daleville Christian Church, we don't expect anyone to go it alone. I certainly know and have witnessed firsthand what we read in 1 Corinthians 12. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of working, but it's the same God who inspires them all in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 through 7. Same Spirit, same Lord, varieties of gifts, varieties of service, varieties of working for the common good. Give thanks to the giver, Jesus Christ. Give thanks for the gifts, and give thanks for those who share their gifts. Give thanks for those who share their service. Give thanks to those who share their work for the common good. Amen.